When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Oh, there we go. Go marching in. Oh, when the Saints go marching in. Should I start making dinner reservations for New Orleans?
Seriously, man. I've never hung out in New Orleans.
Oh, you haven't?
No, so I played down there, obviously, a couple times. But I've never, like, hung out in New Orleans. I've never gone, you guys would know, Essence Festival.
Yes.
Things of that nature. Like, I haven't gone down for any of those festivities. So, yeah, this would be my first. And we would be there early in the week, so I would be able to get all my partying in early in the week.
So the cool thing about New Orleans
and leave Friday
is a friend of mine, Tommy from Down the Shore's friend, Amos, has spent a lot of time in New Orleans. So when I went there with my wife, he gave me a lot of, hey, do this, hey, do that.
Right.
The cool thing about New Orleans is you put away the Bourbon Street stuff to the side. That's
right.
That's
my all
thing.
I know, yeah.
It's such a haunted, spooky town.
Right? Yeah.
Like, dude,
the voodoo stuff going on.
Oh,
right?
And the ghost tours and and for you guys, not for me, food is awesome. I mean, you can eat and eat.
A lot of spicy food, though, right?
Yeah, but you can do it without the spicy if you want. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a good town. We'll want to go home by Wednesday, but but Monday will be good.
As we usually do.
As we do. Yeah. Yep. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping now at marks-jewelers.com. Which team is better, this Eagles team or the 2022 Eagles? What do you think the vote is?
We're such prisoners of the moment.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
So
again, Saquon was the best free agent signing in the history of the city last year.
Yeah, over Bryce. Yeah.
Yes. So, yes, I would imagine it's in favor of this year's team, and I'll go 73%.
81% this year's team. 81%.
81.
215-592-9494. Well, actually,
you want to look into that a little deeper, though?
Yeah, hold on. Before we get to Andy,
yeah.
I know Jack just said he thinks it's the best team since 2004. Comparing this team to the 2022 team, I think the personnel differences are pretty clear, right? I mean, we had Fletcher, we had Kelsey at that point, what's his name?
Hassan Reddick. And Javon Hargrave.
So personnel-wise, there were more standout veterans defensively on that team. But there's something about the way that this defense plays that feels tougher, you know?
Am I just
prisoner of the moment?
Yeah, you're prisoner of the moment. But it's okay, because I think we all are. And just be honest, we like this team. These are young players that we feel like are going to be here, that we're going to get a chance to continue to watch them grow. That team they put together in 2022, the numbers aren't even close. turnovers, sacks, things of that nature.
They go toward that team.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
We've had some bad luck on turnovers this year, I think. Even yesterday, Baltimore fumbled twice.
Oh, man. Church's money was on the ground, man, and we didn't pick it up.
Well, we fumbled twice as well, right?
Yes.
Two times? Yeah, Jalen did and Saquon did.
Yes.
Yeah.
That Saquon scared the Jesus out of me. I didn't even know Jalen fumbled the ball until I saw the replay.
Yeah.
I just knew the tush. I was like, something didn't look right there. And it was a false start, and we fumbled the ball. It was like that thing looked disjointed altogether.
Yeah, I just – and
I give the advantage to this offense, though.
Yeah, well, I mean
– because of Saquon.
And if they're both running offenses, this one has Saquon. You know what I mean?
Here's what I'll say about that offense. Here's what I'll say about that offense. That offense's passing game was better.
Yeah.
Right? We don't even have a damn passing game to speak of right now.
We really don't. And I think a lot
I know it's there when we throw it to AJ, but I don't want it thrown to anybody else, especially while Devontae's out. Devontae played in, I think, every game that year.
I do wonder how much of the lowered effectiveness of the passing game, because that was a real heavy RPO offense in 22, and that's just not as successful. Generally, I thought they did pretty well overall yesterday, but I wonder if the league adjusting to the RPO hurt the passing game for the
Jalen was a more dynamic player in 2022. He was literally the best player in football that year. Like, when we talk about him being in the MVP race, he was – anyone like he was just there because the team was good, like Jared Goff is right now. No, like, Jalen was the engine on the offense that year in 2022.
Jack, you think they're better than 22?
So, I think so. And my case for the defense on this defense –
2022 was good.
It was. And the sack numbers will not be there, won't even be close. We know that team was much better.
Yeah.
But also, the quality of opponent, I think, does matter. I mean – that 22 team, I'm looking through it right now. I mean, after Minnesota week two, Washington, who they had no quarterback. Jacksonville, they did well, but that was in the snow. Or that was in the rain here.
Yep, I remember that game.
Kyler, Arizona. Dallas, they did well against there. But then it went Pittsburgh with Kenny picking. Yep. Stinks, obviously. Houston, that was before CJ Stroud. Washington again. Indianapolis. Yep. Green Bay with Rodgers, but he hung 33 on them.
Yep.
Tennessee with Tannehill, terrible. Daniel Jones, Justin Fields, and then Dak hung 34 on them. Like, what they've done against McVay again, what they did against Jaden Daniels, what they did against Baltimore.
Jaden Daniels is a rookie.
He was, but at that point, they were the third highest scoring offense in the league.
Burrow.
The New Orleans at that point, I know now we look at New Orleans as, wow.
Yeah, but they were scoring 45 points a game at that
great.
Point.
And they held Atlanta to 22 points. There's a little difference in the quality of opponent this year, I think, that I would give the edge to.
Slight edge. I could go either way. I know how dynamic that 22 defense was, and they had playmakers on all three levels. Like, we had an all-pro secondary. Damn near, CJ GJ should have made the Pro Bowl that year. Reed Blankenship was our third safety.
James Bradbury
was all-pro. He was all-pro
that
year at corner. And so was Slay.
You know, the most surprising
thing. And our defensive line doesn't even compare. We had like five guys with 10 sacks.
The most surprising thing comparing this year's team with the 2022 team, and this is not disrespect to Jason Kelce or Fletcher Cox at all, even a little bit, but I would have never imagined that the two players who took the roles from those two players would be as close, I'm not saying as good as, but as close to those guys as Cam Jurgens and Jalen Carter are playing. I mean, that is outrageous to have a Hall of Fame center, a possibly Hall of Fame tackle
certainly
in Fletcher Cox.
Argument, yes.
Yeah, has an argument. To be replaced by two guys who are at the beginning of their careers, this is second year for both of them, but are from an effectiveness standpoint, not a leadership standpoint, from an effectiveness on the field standpoint, I can't believe that those two guys are as close as those two guys.
Well, listen, I've said this. Well, Jalen Carter was arguably the best player in that draft. So his talent was unquestionable. It's always been about work ethic, maturity. You play hard all the time. Like, the talent has never been a question with Jalen Carter. It's great to see him dominating the way that he's been dominating this year. And even with Cam Jurgens, remember I said this early in the year, out of no disrespect to Jason, that I thought Cam Jurgens was the better athlete of the two. Like, he's a little bit bigger, just as athletic. You know, Jason Jason got through with smarts and guile and toughness and knowing the game. He wasn't going to overpower you. It was about angles and stuff, and neither is Cam. It's the reason why Cam was a second-round draft pick and Jason was a sixth-round draft pick.
Sure.
Like
the measurables were better.
Yeah, yep. The measurables were better. So, and he got the benefit of waiting 2 years to play.
Sure.
The one thing Fletcher had that year, Fletcher had a great supporting cast.
Yeah.
On that man, Javon Hargrave, he had an all-pro year.
11 and a half sacks as a defensive tackle.
As a defensive tackle. We talked about Hassan Reddick. How many sacks did he have that year?
17 and a half, right?
I think BG had his career high in sacks that year.
It's
just the starting four.
It's a credit to Fangio, I think to Howie, and to that they are that the defense is as good as it is with the defensive line being just sort of outside of Jalen Carter, just guys that are either figuring it out, journeyman in not Brandon's not a journeyman, but a guy in the last year of his career.
Yeah.
You know, guys that if I had told you after the final preseason game, when Nolan Smith played basically the whole game, I didn't even know if he was going to be on the team anymore. Who plays in the final preseason game as much as he did?
Yeah.
To say that we would be getting this sort of effectiveness out of this defense without having those playmakers.
Yeah.
It's just a credit to all of them. It's a some greater than the parts sort of thing.
I completely agree with you, and Vic Fangio deserves a lot of credit. I think his influence in the building sometimes goes unnoticed. He is an old school coach. He wants his defense to play a certain way. In order for his defense to play a certain way, they have to practice a certain way. So in order for that to happen, the head coach has to be okay with that.
Well, and I just
like the head coach has to be okay with the physical practices and putting on pads and everything else, because that's what Vic Fangio wants to do with his defense.
And I keep going back to right around, I forget when it was.
Started in training camp.
Maybe it was after the Tampa game. Whenever it was that Sirianni just came out in a press conference and he said, we're just missing tackles over the place.
It was like a week before that, and it led.
Yep.
He went like on a 2 or 3 week run where he was just talking about the
missing tackles
every week.
And now it doesn't seem like they miss tackles at all. They might be the best tackling team. I mean, when they, especially in the open field, when you see one of our guys, whether it's N'Kobe Dean, whether it's Zach Bond, whether it's Cooper DeJean, whether it's Quinion Mitchell, one-on-one, they find a way to stop those guys. It's unbelievable.
Before we go to the phone, I got to take a moment to pat myself on the back, as well as all the other old school football fans and analysts, former players. That
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
We complained, we bitched, we moaned about a lack of physical practices, being out there, playing a game a certain way, this idea that the less you practice and they don't put on pads and all this other stuff and keeping everybody healthy is the way to go.
Tomorrow, 3 o'clock, Tuesdays
with
Elliot.
When they started, when they got off of that train and decided we're going to practice tackling and practice form tackling, we're going to put on the pads every week. This is why they are the football team that they are, a physical, tough-minded football team. You don't get to be that by just talking about it and idolizing and just having, oh, I wonder what it would be like if, you know what, if we can get everybody off the field in 40 minutes and get them off their feet and get them some smoothies and get them into the meeting rooms, they're going to rest and recover and be the greatest. Hell no. And that's Vic Fangio, man. That's an old school coach coming in here saying, listen, you want us to be a respectable defense, you want us to be able to be a complementary defense to what you want to do on offense, then this is what I need to do to have this team play, my defense play the way I wanted to play.
And we talk about Jalen Carter, right? And you said the reason that he wasn't the top pick in the draft was because of issues with his commitment, his work ethic.
Maturity, yep, the motor.
The guy plays every snap.
It's unbelievable.
And he gets held on every snap. And I think, you know, we heard early in the year. And
he should be in the hunt for Defensive Player of the Year, by the way.
He should be
in the conversation.
I forget if it was Baldy. I think it was Baldy or Mike Lombardi said, hey, these guys were out of shape, and that's important.
Yep,
and there's no way Jalen Carter is playing 100% of the snaps and is out of shape right now.
Nah.
There's just no way.
He might be in his best shape right now. He's a man on a mission.
Yeah, he seems like it.
Man, he took that jet sweep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Just the fact that his awareness to not be fooled on that action and still see the receiver coming back the other way and to make that play against a Zay Flowers. Whew.
You know, that play reminded me of something that Brandon does.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that's not just being tougher and a better athlete. Mm-hmm. That is diagnosing what's going on and deciding, you know, where the ball is going to be.
Yes, sir.
And that's how Brandon has – one of the reasons Brandon was so effective this year is because he's played so long, he can think the game. Jalen Carter, knowing that play was going to happen and being able to stop it, not just plowing through an offensive lineman, but diagnosing the play and stopping it where it was, I thought was really impressive. 215-592-9494. Andy in Huntington Valley, you're on WIP. What's up, Andy?
Not much. Hey, amen, Ike, on the old school and put on the pads.
Love it.
Go back to basics.
Yep.
Yes.
Forget this analytics nonsense. I'm so tired of the analytics. You know, Jim Johnson would be proud in his grave right now.
Yes, sir.
And you know what? There is no I in team. These guys play for each other. They play together. Each unit, you know, does their job. And before the game started, I said to the group I was with, they're going to beat them. And I got, like, weird looks. And when the game first started, it was like, uh-oh. I said, relax. And you know what? They just turn it on. It's really a beautiful thing to watch. And I hope the, you know, train keeps on rolling. The only game that gives me pause on this schedule that's left is Pittsburgh, because I think they're the real deal, and I think they're well coached.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're a good team.
You're right on both accounts.
Yeah.
They are a good team, and they are well coached.
And also, the Washington game is not a gimme.
That's not a gimme.
And they looked good yesterday, and they were putting points up again.
Yep.
And who knows how much of, you know, Jaden Daniels had a bad few weeks. Who knows how much of that was him being hurt.
It happens.
And, you know, and he's a rookie, all that stuff.
Yep.
But the Washington game's not a gimme, and they will need that game too. That will be whether they're making the playoffs or not making the playoffs. So Carolina's playing better. I know the rest of our schedule is not as tough as Detroit's is.
Right.
However, the Washington game is not a gimme. The Steelers game is
definitely
not
a gimme.
And the Carolina game, I know we're 12-point favorites or whatever, but they've been playing better. This is not the same team that they were.
12-point favorites?
Yeah, 12.5, I think.
God.
It's a little frisky.
Yeah.
It's a little frisky. And the Eagles don't have the quarterback advantage in that game either.
Oh, shut up.
You just saying that or do you believe it?
I mostly believe
it. Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, yeah. It's a great day, though.
It could be a little bit of both with him.
Yeah. Okay, Andrew.
It's okay. Early for
you on WIP at 2 o'clock.
Wow, the 2 o'clock hour?
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
Hey, what it do, fellas?
What it do?
Saquon Barkley, MVP of the league. Yep.
MVP of the league, 100%. I said it when he was 100 or 150 to 1 odd. You already know. It's my first call. just a little tidbit. Penn State going to the daddy. I mean, you know, shout out Corey for suffering.
That'd be
this
a nightmare.
Week. You know, it'd be fire. But going straight into it, my unsung heroes of the game: Quinyon, Braden Mann, the O line again,
Braden Mann,
Britton Covey, and Nolan Smith.
Covey,
oh, would you stop?
He was pretty good punt returning yesterday.
Listen, we've got a knife.
Was?
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought Nick Sirianni made a good point about
that
him
dude
actually.
Was a magnet for contact. Dude, please put Cooper Dejean back there.
Well,
he's a human crash dummy.
But I don't need. I'd let him take it. I don't need Cooper Dejean getting
Cooper
buried on a punt. Because you know what? Somebody, the way that he hits people, somebody is going to look at him and want to bury him the same way that he buried. I don't need him back there
for
that. Yeah.
I do have some negatives that Maddox should not be on the field. It should be Sidney Brown or Ringo, whatever the combination can be.
I forgot Avante Maddox was on the Eagles, actually,
well,
until that play.
Yeah, that's what normally happens. Yeah. Yeah, that's what normally happens.
Why is he out there?
Well, they were short a guy, you know, yesterday. Is that it?
Hurst seems to be quicker and make more competent decisions. I know you guys, like, he's been playing well, and, like, I know you guys are 50-50 about him, you know. OG Wade might say otherwise. But he needs to make better decisions, and he needs to be quicker making those decisions.
Yeah, well, had a little bit of that. I thought yesterday.
Thank you for the call. Okay.
I thought yesterday he didn't do anything crazy. You wonder how much this offense can be dynamic when it's missing pieces. And I like that first series. What is that? We throw the ball to Paris Campbell? We throw the ball to Britton Covey? We throw a lateral to Will Shipley?
Well, I wonder, and I didn't.
What was that?
I didn't look at the game again yet, but I wonder how much was the push and pull of they run Saquon, and then, you know, the Baltimore defense, they have the second worst pass defense in the league.
Yeah.
So you wonder how much they're selling out in the middle of the field, and the Eagles say, well, here's an opportunity to throw the ball. Now, yet being down that one guy, it does make a difference not having Devontae, but I just wonder if some of the Will throwing it to Will Shipley where they threw it to him was trying to get it, basically get a run play.
Sure it
but,
was.
But on the outside.
Sure it was.
You know, I
understand the idea of why they did it with Shipley. I was less irritated by that play than I was. We're going to bring Covey on third down. Like, what are we doing? Like the offense coming out is so vanilla, it's easy for a defense to defend it. There's nothing schematically that gets guys open.
From a pass standpoint.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, if you're going to throw the ball three out of the first four plays, you got to give me more than Paris Campbell, a button hook, and an out route to Brent Covey.
It's just hard to figure out why. I would love to know, like, why. You know what I mean? I don't know why.
I don't either. I don't know if it's personnel. What I mean by that is I don't know if designing an offense to get the ball to those guys is harder than trying to just get the ball to AJ every play. Because I tell you what, other than the deep ball, which I don't know, did AJ give up on that ball? Like, I don't know. Could he have made an attempt to catch that ball, that deep one, the deep shot he threw to AJ on the second series?
Yeah.
Other than that, AJ was pretty much open every time they threw the ball to him.
Yeah, I don't know how many times he was open when they didn't throw.
Slant routes and little crossing routes. Man, if we didn't have this defense, and that's why we need a defense like we need. That's why we need a defense like we need. By the way, shout out to Coach Sirianni yesterday. You know, punting the ball when we needed to punt the ball. You know, we didn't go for it.
I would have gone for it on that fourth and two.
Like we were desperate. And you know why you can do that, Spike?
It's the defense.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why you can do that.
Take your analytics.
No, but that's why you go for it. Because speaking of Coach Sirianni.
Smart football.
Smart football.
Here was Coach Sirianni after the game.
Hey, listen. You earn the right to play in games like this because of what we've been doing all year. And you'll earn the right to get more of these. All right? Really good, though. Hey, the 4-minute, the backed up, all really good. We had some guys. Everybody made a contribution today. We're working tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're working tomorrow.
Get to work tomorrow.
We got a lot to be thankful for. Let's pray.
That's my coach right there. We're working tomorrow. Is that
damn
your coach?
That. Big Red be like, see you Wednesday.
Yeah.
I remember when Victory Monday was actually Victory Monday.
Oh, yeah. Do you think they said, working tomorrow? Yeah. Wait a minute.
Yeah,
what?
Like, hold on. We're,
doing
tomorrow.
What?
They're saying yeah to everything.
Yeah.
You could have said whatever.
Wait a minute. Tomorrow's after the game? After the day after the game? All right.
They get the right to work. Now, did they earn the right to play in the Panthers game or just the Ravens game that's already on the schedule? That's trying to clear that up. Maybe Ellie can get in there.
What he means by when he says you earned a right to play in games like this is that your record is so good that you've earned the right for this to be a big game. In other words, if they were 5-6 coming into that game, it wouldn't be a big game.
Yeah, that was the game yesterday.
Yeah, that was the game of the day yesterday.
That was the game on the schedule.
Yeah.
All right.
Come on, Jack. You got to hang with Coach, man. He's got pearls of wisdom.
Yep.
Speaking of Coach Sirianni, he will speak in 25 minutes. You'll
more
hear it
pearls
here.
Of wisdom.
More pearls of wisdom. And then Donovan McNabb joins us at 4. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Never too early to book that holiday party at Chickies. Book for November or January right now. Get a party upgrade. Visit chickiesandpetes.com. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.